Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, and I'm Puma. We are so glad that you're joining us today. It is Good Friday.
It is Good Friday.
It is Good Friday. Almost sounds oxymoronic considering what events we remember on this day.
What took place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Puma, what makes Good Friday so good?
What makes Good Friday good? You know, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, that's not a bad question.
Right, and it's called Good Friday, you know, where Jesus was tortured and killed. So why is it called Good Friday?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Tori, so maybe we should explore that today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, let's dive in and talk not just merely about Good Friday, but what makes it so good?
Yeah, because we're in the middle of our series on our identity, who we are in Christ.
Mm, yes.
And on this Good Friday, we are going to explore another, really just another amazing truth about that, but has to do with just the whole dominion of darkness and evil.
Mm,
and,
yeah.
You know, Good Friday really represents, I think, the height of evil in the world and that Jesus experienced on this day so many years ago. You know, we call it good because of what Jesus accomplished, but the events were very, very dark.
Yeah.
And so, we're just going to explore that today.
Yeah. Well, let's dive in.
Okay. So, Tori, you know, it's Good Friday, and where we've been is looking at what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians, where he says that we have been blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Yeah. Talk about who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, what is it about Jesus and my relationship to Jesus, Jesus in me, my Savior, the one who on this Good Friday went to the cross and died on the cross for my sin and really ushered in the possibility for me to have a relationship with the living God in Christ. And so Paul says, what an amazing thing, you know, to be in Christ. We've been blessed with every blessing.
Yeah.
So everything that Jesus possesses is ours by association, in relationship. And we've looked at some amazing things about how we are forgiven
in
Christ and, you know, how we're reconciled and, you know, some of these amazing things.
No condemnation.
No condemnation, yeah. And so, but today with Good Friday, I think it really highlights just how the reality in our world that we live in a very evil, dark world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even just that thought, right? Evil. I mean, is there a real evil in the world? I mean, Good Friday seems pretty bad, but if it has something good, there's got to be a bad, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
otherwise it's just Friday.
Right. So we read in the Gospels, like in the Gospel of John, you know, chapter 13, and where Jesus, you know, dips into the, you know, the sauce and into Judas. And, you know, it says that the devil entered into him.
Yeah.
And then Jesus says, you know, what you're about to do, go and do that. And Judas, who then went to betray Jesus, and it's almost as if Jesus accepted the reality and lived in the reality that we live in a very dark, evil world, a world where there is an actual devil who has a jurisdiction or a domain, who is allowed to wield that influence in our world in ways to the point where Jesus ends up on the cross and being crucified, which is just an amazing thing.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said at one point, he said, listen, you know, if I wanted to, I could ask the Father and he would send a legion of angels to protect me.
Yeah. I mean, just that thought, that being on the cross, Jesus, at an instant, he had the authority to call down legions of angels, which is interesting because, again, why would you even need angels unless there's a purpose behind them? You know, Jesus is dying. The Son of God is dying.
Yeah, and Jesus allowed himself to be subject to the domain of darkness in this world. The Bible is very, very clear, I think, that like John says in the end of his first small little book, 1 John, you know, he says that and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. In other words, that Satan is real and he has a domain or dominion or that the world is under his control.
Yeah.
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, which is really interesting, he said, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. He says, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts.
Yeah.
In other words, the Bible doesn't kind of sugarcoat the reality that I think all of us experience. I think if we went, you know, did like a word on the street and we said, hey, you know, do we live in an evil world?
Yeah.
What would most people say?
Like, yeah, have you met my in-laws?
Right, yeah. Yeah, right, the Yankees.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of things. But, I mean, you know, the news is littered every single day
of just
depravity, sin, abuse, pain, suffering. Mm-hmm. And we're not necessarily talking about, you know, I mean, there's a segment of our world that thinks that applies to trees and rocks and things.
Like,
but
when
we think of like pain and suffering, it's all people. You know, it's people, it's cultures, it's, you know, genders, it's ethnicities, it's that people across the globe throughout the history of man have been under pain and suffering and just hurt. And I think most people would say, that's a reality. There's something there.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Just this past week, I was talking to some of my teens and, you know, we were talking about spiritual gifts and the different kinds of giftings the Holy Spirit gives. And someone asked, you know, does Satan give gifts to his followers? And I guess that's an interesting question. Like, you know, if God's real and there's an evil, yes, there's a dominion of evilness. Does Satan really have an agenda? I mean, we hear about what the Holy Spirit does, but do we hear about what Satan does? And, you know, the question / statement came up. They said, that, you know, the best prison to be in is the one you realize that you're not in, because you'll never try to escape. And I think there really is an agenda. Satan has a real dominion, a place where he has some limited authority, but he has some authority.
Yeah, he has a domain or a jurisdiction, but it's limited. It's
right.
Like he's like a dog on a leash, and God is the one holding the leash.
Yeah.
So he has the ability to wield influence, but that influence only is allowed to go as far as he goes. But in this world that we live in, there certainly is a dominion of darkness.
Well, even on Good Friday, right? I mean, Satan tried to kill the Son of God, Jesus. And, you know, spoiler alert, it didn't work.
Right.
Satan lost.
Yeah, it didn't work. Well, even like your question, does Satan give gifts? No, God is the one who gives gifts.
Yes.
Satan is a user.
Correct.
He is not a giver. He is a user. He is a user and abuser. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what Paul writes in Ephesians 2, the spirit of the air who is at work in those who are disobedient. In other words, he is wielding his influence and his agenda in our world every single day. And the Bible calls that the domain or dominion of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We'll read a few verses in Colossians here in a moment where he talks about that domain of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the reality of the world that we live in. I think all of us, you know, experience that and feel that, which kind of leads to kind of the question as we've been talking about our identity in Christ. What does this have to do with who I am in Christ? I mean, this sounds really depressing, Tori. It's Good Friday and,
right.
And, you know, talking about the domain of darkness. But I think we are sorely mistaken if we think that we do not live in a world of dark influences every single day, and we see that agenda every single day. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians that Satan has a veil over the minds of unbelievers to keep them in the dark.
Yeah.
Keep them in the dark. And especially in our world today where everyone thinks, well, no, I'm not influenced. I'm a free thinker, right?
I
have my own independent ideas that are exactly like everyone else's. Isn't that crazy?
Right. I'm unique like everybody
else.
I'm
unique like everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, we get this herd mentality where everyone's, and probably many of you have said, wow, there are people in our world that just are delusional, or they're like in a cult, or they're just not thinking right.
Right.
I'm thinking right.
But
it's just
everyone else is not
right. Thinking right, even though I'm thinking like everyone else. That it really highlights the reality the Bible paints, that there is an evil agenda in our world. But Jesus, on Good Friday, conquered that evil agenda on the cross. You know, And why did God allow this to happen? I mean, Jesus allowed himself to suffer under the domain of darkness, even though He could have called angels. He could have stopped it.
Yeah, he didn't have to. He didn't have to let himself be subject
no.
to the evil that was upon him.
No, which again is amazing that even, you know, from his birth, his miraculous birth, that John chapter 1 tells us that he made his dwelling among us,
yeah.
you know, and in Philippians, you know, chapter 2, where, you know, he took on humanity and even became obedient to the point of death.
Yeah.
You know, in this evil world with an evil agenda, God has a purpose for it currently. Mm-hmm. You know, not yeah. it's not going to always be this way, but, you know, presently in this evil agenda where there isn't an evil influence and evil dominion of darkness, that God has a purpose for it. You know, mm-hmm. Satan is on a leash,
yeah.
and he will only go as far as God. And so Jesus subjected himself to that mm-hmm. for, I think, the purpose of what he says in Colossians chapter.
Yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, Colossians chapter 1. You know, Paul wrote to this church, he says, "For he, God, has rescued us from the dominion or the domain or the jurisdiction of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." Mm. You see, something that is true of you and me, Tori, because of our faith in Jesus Christ, one of the blessings that we have because of who we are in Christ is that we have been rescued from this dominion of darkness.
Yeah.
And that rescuing doesn't mean that we've been taken out of this world. The rescuing right. means we've been taken out of having to be subject to the domain or dominion of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what Jesus said in John 17 as he was ready to be crucified, talking to his disciples. He says, "Father, I ask that you protect them. I don't take them out
right.
of the world, but protect them while they're in the world, because there is an agenda that wants to kill, steal, and destroy everything that God loves and
yeah.
that God cares about."
Yes.
But for you and me, because of our faith in Jesus, we have been rescued from having to be subject to the domain of darkness. And we've been placed, I love it, he says we've been placed into the kingdom or dominion of the Son.
Hmm.
In other words, we exist in one domain or another.
Yeah.
We are not independent, where my life is independent of any subjective influences. Hmm. I'm in one domain or the other. So I'm either under the domain of darkness, where I am following the ruler of the air, the
yeah.
spirit who is now at work and those who are disobedient, or I am under the domain or the kingdom of the Son who loves.
Yes.
See, Satan takes, Jesus gives.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been rescued from the domain that takes from us.
Yeah.
And yet it seems like so many Christians still live as if they are under the domain of darkness, where mm-hmm. They have to give to that, as if they have to be subject to that. And we've been rescued from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I think of like a dominion, someone who rules, who has authority, I mean, we see here in Colossians 1, you know, in verse 13 that you read, I mean, we have been rescued, meaning we are all born into this kingdom and we need rescuing. And when I think of Good Friday, Jesus was on a rescue mission, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he was up against, again, not all-powerful, you know, Satan. As a human, Jesus did have, he subjected himself in humility under the domain, if you will, of darkness.
It's like he's, you know, special ops, where he, you know, goes behind enemy lines, enters our world,
yeah.
and lives in such a way to rescue all of us who are yeah. under an evil domain.
I always love a good rescue story, but this wasn't just an individual or handful. This was literally all of God's kids. And the fact that we needed rescuing, even though we didn't even know it. I mean, on the cross, he goes, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." I mean, what kind of love rescues people who put them on the cross? I mean, what kind of love, who is subject, by the way, by nature and by choice, in the dominion of darkness? He chose to rescue people from that darkness.
Yeah, you know, and it's not rescuing us and then leaving us on our own. He,
right.
he places us from one domain into another,
yeah.
a domain of darkness, and just all the metaphorically, you know, what is darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, confusion, pain, suffering, and all the images that come with this idea of
yeah.
darkness,
fear,
and
loneliness.
We've been placed into a kingdom of love, a kingdom of the Son who loves
yeah.
us, one who gives for us, one who gives himself to rescue us from the one who is subjecting us to pain, suffering, and abuse.
Yeah.
That is an amazing picture.
Mm.
And so many people who have been rescued from the dominion of darkness still live as if they are subject to that domain.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting too, when I mean, the kingdom of God is at war with the kingdom of evil. And we are all born, again, born into an evil, a darkened domain, an evil agenda, an evil kingdom. And yet with Jesus' death on the cross, I love what you said, Puma. It's not just that we are, oh yeah, we're rescued. We're on our own now. We were once God's enemy, and now God is our ally. I mean, the complete 180 is incredible. It's not that we're just, yeah, you know, you're saved. You no longer have to follow and do evil things. You know, you're not, Satan's not your master. It's no, now you have the ally, Jesus Christ himself, who is now your ruler, which also comes with all the perks of being under a good king.
Oh, being under someone who loves you,
yes.
who asks of you for your benefit, for your good, you know?
Yeah.
He's not one that uses us. And this whole idea that we're, you know, in the dominion of darkness, I mean, we talked about this, that we have been forgiven in Christ. Mm. Why do we need to be forgiven? Because our hearts are sinful.
Yeah.
You know, this is what he says in Ephesians 2, we used to live like this.
All of us.
Under the domain of darkness because of our sins and our transgressions, the things that we naturally do. We naturally do them because that is the domain. Sin is the domain of darkness, the domain of Satan and evil agenda. And we need to be rescued from that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, in Jesus, we've been given new life. We've been given a new heart. We've been given the opportunity to no longer have to be subject. And yet so many people kind of go back to being subject to, enslaved to sin and in bondage to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to realize is that we have been rescued from that, that I do not have to be enslaved to sin anymore. Sin does not have to be my master anymore.
Yes.
And I don't have to do the agenda of the evil one to continue his dark agenda in this world.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that life is easy.
Correct.
But it does mean that we have been placed in the kingdom of the Son, who is for us, not against us, who is there to help us and is recreating us from the inside out.
Yeah. Only a cosmic God could defeat a cosmic evil. You know, and I love the one of the names of God we went over a while back, the Jehovah Sabaoth, the God, the Lord of hosts, the God of angel armies. What does it say about the heart of God that in his almighty, all authority on heaven and earth been given to Jesus, that he would use his strength and not throw us down because of our sin, but come down to rescue and give us a home? I love what you said earlier too, because, Bumi, you're so right. We have been not just saved and now we're on our own. We have been saved with a purpose, for a purpose, and on purpose. And earlier, before the podcast, you had a great analogy about the boat, which I think is worth sharing.
Oh,
you want to share that with us?
Well, it's like, you know, we're, you know, out in the ocean and we're drowning and we don't know how to swim. And so we're flailing and just flailing away. And, you know, one comes by and rescues us and pulls us onto their boat. And now we're on the deck, but so many people still have been rescued, but they're on the deck just still flailing away as if they're still drowning.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't need to live as if we're drowning anymore. We need to look to Jesus and hold on to Jesus and embrace his purpose and his calling for us. And, you know, this is why, you know, Jesus spent so much time discipling his disciples and telling them, you know, what it means to live for Jesus and to walk as Jesus walked, and why, you know, obedience and truth and all these things are so important, because we've been rescued, like you said, for a greater purpose, and that purpose is a good purpose. It's one that blesses us and benefits us. You know, it is in the domain of love, not the domain of darkness.
And isn't that, I mean, where the rubber meets the road too? For those of us who are in Christ, who put our faith in Jesus. I mean, that's why Good Friday is good. I mean, Jesus, you know, kicked Satan to the curb and defeated him when Satan tried to kill him. But yet, as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit, we have Jesus, and yet we still live like we're in the water drowning. We believe in Christ, but we still act out like we are in the dominion of darkness, but we're not. We're on the boat, but we're still flailing around. And that's where it gets hard. I think we forget in Christ, we are no longer in the dominion of darkness. We have the light. Again, the analogy 1 John talks about Jesus, you know, the light. Live as children of the light, you know? And in the contrast there, I like the imagery because, you know, bad things grow in the dark. Bad, creepy things grow in the dark, and we no longer have to live that way. We're no longer stuck in that dominion.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, a little bit of a clarification because we still live in this world that is under the domain or jurisdiction of the evil one.
Yes.
Though
yes.
limited. You know, we are in it, but we are no longer of it. You know, as Paul said, we used to live that way, following the ruler of the air and doing his bidding. He was at work in us, that our sin nature and our desire for self fulfillment and self-preservation and living my own independent life is exactly part of what Satan's agenda and domain was all about. You know, but I no longer have to be subject to that.
Yes.
In Christ. I'm in the world still, and we feel the pressures of evil all around us, but it no longer has to have dominion or jurisdiction in my life, over my life, dictating my life habits, my sense of self-worth and value and peace and joy and my identity is no longer tied to that. See, that's what we've been rescued from the domain or dominion or jurisdiction or subjection of Satan's influence and sin in my life.
Yeah. And now we get to, in Christ, choose to not live that way. And how beautiful to be rescued by a God who loves us, who again has a purpose for us. And we read, you know, further on in Ephesians 2, verse 10, that we were created, you know, we were crafted for a reason, that there is something God has prepared for us to do, which we couldn't do when we were in the dominion of darkness. And yeah, in Christ, we are no longer bound. We still live in a fallen world. We still live in a sin-driven world. There's still evil in the world, but it's no longer our master.
Yeah. You know, one of the AQ questions we had talked about is, you know, if I have been rescued from the dominion of darkness, if this is really true of who I am in Christ, then do I still live as if I am subject to the domain of darkness?
Yeah.
You know, what would be some ways that, you know, we're tempted to or to go back to living under the domain or jurisdiction of the evil one? Can you think of some practical ways that people do that?
Yeah, well, I think even like, you know, the pursuit, the worship of, you know, academics, you know, oh, I have to achieve this, that my idol is not, oh, in Christ I'm forgiven and rescued, but I have to make my own worth. I have to make my own identity. I need to buy that, get that promotion, have this skill. I think we compare ourselves a lot to everyone else too, that, you know, before I was chasing my wishes and dreams, but now it's, I'm not just chasing my wishes, I gotta be better than someone else. And even Christians struggle with it. I mean, people struggle with this comparison game.
Right, the comparison game. What gives my life hope?
Yeah,
I mean,
the pursuit.
You know, what is, in the dominion of darkness, there is no hope. In the kingdom of the Son who loves us, it is all hope.
Yeah, we have hope that transcends
the circumstances of life. I think one of the ways that we go back to kind of being subject is we accept the lie that the circumstances in my life and the things that I see and the way that I feel are coming from us, from a God who does not love us and a God who doesn't care about us, or that it cannot change, or that life is hopeless, or that, you know, it's just inevitable. So why try? Why fight?
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no joy in the dominion of darkness. When I understand that people are using me or I'm being used, there's no joy there. There's no happiness. There's no sense of peace in that. And so many people are trying to find ways to bring hope and peace and love and joy into their life. They've been rescued, and yet they're going back to, like you said, idols, to things that, to try to, you know, whether it's through relationships or whether it's, you know, substances, or whether it's this whole issue of identity, that I'm trying to make people love me and like me and accept me through social media and different things. I mean, I don't have to be subject to the domain of darkness, and I don't have to live a hopeless life, and I can have a life full of joy and peace in the midst of a dark world. I can be in it, but not subject to it.
Yes. Yeah. In Christ, we are free indeed, and we don't have to live like we're stuck. And I like how you said too, even just like our idols that we have and relationships. I mean, who am I really? What defines me? In the dominion of darkness, whatever you desire and want and feel like, that defines you. It's all up to you. In the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of Jesus, he defines us. Our identity is solely bound in what he says about us. And do we believe that truth? And so that's a great AQ. Yeah. In Christ, do we live like we are still bound and subject to the dominion of darkness?
Yeah. And on this Good Friday, you know, that we would just take some time just to appreciate, you know, that Jesus entered the dominion of darkness to conquer the dominion of darkness in order to rescue you and I and place us into his kingdom where we are loved.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us. What a great encouraging. I needed this episode, you know, just to, like you said, appreciate and just praise God that we are so free. There is so much freedom when we surrender our life to Jesus. And that's just amazing. So thank you. And thank you guys for joining us. And I do pray, like Puma said, that this Good Friday, we would cherish and relish in the fact that it was good for our sake. Jesus came for us and the dominion of darkness got its face stomped on. That's awesome.
Nice.
If you have any questions or comments, as always, feel free to reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We would love to touch base with you guys and hear your stories, input, and overall, you know, what God's doing in your life. We would love to hear from you guys. And yeah, we'll see you next time, Fridays at 10:10. Until then, guys, have a good one.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.